are going on search for the best burger, cheeseburger or otherwise, in Wisconsin this hour, in part because Seymour, Wisconsin is celebrating its claim to be the birthplace of the hamburger with its annual Hamburger Festival this weekend. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 8th. Our guest food writer has taste tested the burgers at many joints in Wisconsin and will share his list of favorites, and we will welcome yours too. Where do you go for the best burger in your town? Or where have you had the best hamburger in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Titus Rossetti, a Chicago-based food blogger who makes exploring and documenting Wisconsin foods part of his regular business and vacation travel. He blogs at shybbkingblogspot.com and is the author of 7 Burgers to Seek Out This Summer, which is posted on travelwisconsin.com. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for being with us. And I understand you're in North Carolina right now?
Yes, I'm in beautiful Asheville right now.
Wonderful.
So, weekend away.
What has a Chicago guy writing about Wisconsin burgers?
Basically, having gone to school, I think, in Madison, basically kind of got me into the whole Wisconsin food and drink scene.
Oh, so you attended UW-Madison?
I did. Yes.
Yeah, but you've got this list of 7. How did you pick those 7?
You know, it's tough because there's so many good ones, but those ones are basically like summertime spots. I figured, you know, places where people travel to over the summer, and a couple of them are summer operations, so I just figured those would be good summertime burgers, but there are many more.
And you have many more besides those 7.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Yeah. So first, before we go into some of those on your list, what criteria did you use? What makes a good burger?
Well, obviously, you got everything that's good about Wisconsin makes a good burger, which is why I think the state has the best burgers out of all 50. And start with the beef, fresh ground beef. You'll usually find most every place in Wisconsin is getting their beef supplied from the local butcher, which every town seems to have. So that's a good start. Then you got the cheese. We know all about that in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Best in the world. And then the bun, which is usually supplied from a local baker and can make all the difference in the world from the normal cheap grocery bun that many places use.
That's great. I didn't know you thought that not only do we have great places to have burgers, you think Wisconsin has the best burgers in the country.
Yes, I would be willing to say that.
Very cool. So, what do you make of Seymour, Wisconsin, claiming to be the birthplace of the hamburger?
It's an interesting place. I actually stopped through there on the way back from the North Woods a couple summers ago. And interestingly enough, I couldn't find a place to eat a hamburger.
You'd think they'd make a little more noise out of that, huh?
Yeah, someone could probably make a little nice summertime business setting up a little shop somewhere on the sidewalk there.
Well, if anybody is in the Seymour area and wants to let us know if there's a great place to have a burger besides the Hamburger Festival that's going on this weekend, you can see more information on the Hamburger Festival on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let us know. But also let us know if you have a favorite place to grab a burger in your town. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking about where to get the best burgers in Wisconsin on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go with our guest who has taste-tested many of them, Titus Rossetti, who is a Chicago-based food blogger. Well, let's from your list of 7, let's start there. Give us one of your favorites or the one that you'd like to start with.
Oh, boy, it's like choosing a favorite child. But I think a good one since we are in summertime, is Pete's Hamburgers in Prairie du Chien.
Uh-huh. What makes that one so great?
Well, first off, they've been around since 1909, which is a pretty long run. And they're only open on weekends, Memorial Day through Labor Day. And they have a pretty unique way of cooking the burger. It's basically half-cooked, half-steamed. They throw the little balls of beef on the grill and then put water on it. I've never seen anything quite like it. And interestingly enough, which I found really kind of crazy, they don't offer cheese at all. It's just burgers and onions. So those are your options, with or without.
Interesting. So, and does the place itself have a lot to do with the quality of the burger?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Pete's, you know, that's also all they do. So, you know, it's kind of hard to not do it right. You fix something, you do, and you do it right. And they're the example of that.
Yeah, there was, we have a number of people that mentioned one that was on your list, and I think it's Mickey Lou's.
Mickey Lou's Barbecue, yeah, Marinette, Wisconsin.
In Marinette, yes.
Lake Michigan.
Someone said that the Mickey Lou's burgers are, I don't know, something about they're so bad they're good.
Well, they definitely get a lot of charcoal flavor in them. They use real charcoal grilling, basically all up and down the lake there, from Sheboygan into Green Bay up into Marinette. All the places will use small preformed burgers from the local butcher that they grill over real charcoal, which is pretty cool. No gas grills or anything. And Mickey Lou's is definitely one of the favorites of people, and you can definitely taste the charcoal.
Yeah, Stephen from Fond du Lac says, Mickey Lou's Barbecue in Marinette is amazing. It is particularly cool because the restaurant is basically the same as it was in the 60s, and the food is delicious. You could do the whole hour on Mickey Lou's.
It is a real fun place, and stuffing into there is definitely like stuffing back in the time.
James on Facebook agrees. Mickey Lou's is so awesomely old school, you feel guilty bringing your cell phone in there. Plus, you get a better tasting burger than any fast food joint around for the same price.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. The people of Marinette are lucky to have that one.
Gosh, I'm going to have to check out Mickey Lou's. I've never been to Mickey Lou's in Marinette. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, how do these burgers compare to fast food joints? Just no comparison?
Yeah, no comparison whatsoever. Because like I said, you know, everything, you know, the good ones, it's all local. The beef is from the town's butcher, the buns are from the town's baker, and the cheese is from one of the state's many purveyors. So, you know what I mean? It's a very local approach, even if it's just a little tavern in the middle of nowhere. You know, you'll usually find that they take their burgers serious. And basically, I've found that the burger culture is right up there with the beer and cheese.
Now, here's a place I've heard a lot about, and again, I've never been there, but I've seen some national attention to this hamburger stand in Jefferson. Is it Weddle's?
Weddle's Hamburgers, yes. That's another one that's, like Pete's, has been around for a long time. I think they switched names maybe a decade ago, but just because the new owner switched it to their name, but they didn't switch a thing. Just the sidewalk shack selling smash burgers going on over 90 years at least now.
Do you have to? Do you have certain toppings that you think make a hamburger?
Well, I personally like my burgers like the some people call them like 1930s style, like kind of like a McDonald's burger, just like a smaller patty with mustard, pickles, and onions. For me personally, mm-hmm. But I do love, you know, the fancier burgers, as I call them, which you can find some really good ones in spots like Madison, which, you know, have the different toppings ranging from, you know, Newski's bacon to, oh, I don't know, cream cheese is what they use at the Weary Traveler in Madison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you don't mind having a, I don't know, would you call that a gourmet burger?
Yeah, gourmet, or I just call them fancified burger.
Fancified.
They usually be around $10, you know, but they're also always bigger, but just depends, I guess, what you're in the mood for, the old school or the new school.
We will take more recommendations for the best places to go for a burger in Wisconsin from our guest and from you in just a few moments. And we do have someone who has a recommendation for a place near Seymour, home, the birthplace of the hamburger, which is having its hamburger festival this weekend. What about you? Where is your favorite burger in the state? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Watch me obtain a hamburger without the necessary fee.
Oh, a customer.
No deal, no deal.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
There's a Wimpy from Popeye pulling his first hamburger scam. We are talking about where we can find a great hamburger in Wisconsin and welcoming your questions and your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Talking with Titus Rossetti. He is a Chicago-based food blogger who makes exploring and documenting Wisconsin foods part of his regular business and vacation travel. He also is the author of a piece on TravelWisconsin.com, Seven Burgers to Seek Out This Summer. Well, let's take a call from someone who has a place to recommend in the Seymour area for a hamburger, Wally in Pulaski. Hi, Wally.
Good morning.
Good morning. So,
I want to answer your question.
Yes. Where is there?
As best I can. Well, I got a little story to go with it. About 2 weeks ago, I was unexpectedly in Seymour about noon, and I saw the big banner over the main street that said "Home of the Hamburger." So I stopped in the grocery store right next to the banner, and there were two checkout persons, and I asked them, "Where do you get this best hamburger?" And they shrugged their shoulders. And I said, no, I'm hungry. Where do I get the best hamburger? And the young woman gave me one establishment. I said, is that good? She said, well, it's pretty good. I said, no, I want the good. I want the best. So she said, well, you want to go to Stevens Point at the golf course, just a mile north of town. Well, I was familiar where it was, but I wasn't familiar with Stevens Point.
Well, that's about an hour away.
Yeah. So I drove out there, and it was Jackson Point. But she got me to the right place by telling me it was a golf course. And it was a good hamburger.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Jackson Point is the name of the golf course in Seymour.
No, it's actually Crystal Springs, but the restaurant is Jackson Point. It's attached to it.
Okay, I don't know. Where's Crystal Springs?
That's the name of the golf course.
Where is it?
Oh, it's just less than a mile north of Seymour, excuse me.
There we go. All right, so mile north of Seymour, you can get the best burger in Seymour.
Yep, that for me, that was the only one I had, but it was good.
Did you follow that, Titus?
Yeah, there's limited options. Right?
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Thank you very much, Wally. Ken and Delta is with us. Hi, Ken.
Hi. Hi.
How you doing?
I recommend the Hosni at the Delta Diner in Delta, Wisconsin. Their version of a mushroom and Swiss with their whole fresh ground steak in-house, and they bake their own buns.
Wow. Now, I've actually been to the Delta Diner, but is Hamburger Day just on Mondays or Fridays?
Mondays is Burger Monday, and that's all they have is a hamburger menu. Like,
yeah,
I said, fresh ground burger with their own buns.
I was there on a different day, but the perch bacon lettuce tomato sandwich was fantastic.
The Delta Diner has a great reputation. So on Mondays, you can get the burgers there, Ken. And what's the Hosni?
The Hosni is their version of the mushroom and Swiss.
Okay.
And it's smothered in onions smothered in mushrooms and Swiss cheese and baked on their own bun. Their buns are fantastic. They have their own in-house baker, and they make their own buns and grind their own beef in the morning.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was sad to miss that when I stopped into the Delta Diner.
Very good. So, well, if you're up in that northwest area, you do have, you have the Anchor Inn in Superior on your list.
The Anchor in Superior is probably the most monster burger of Wisconsin.
How big is it?
It's three patties.
Oh, no.
And they're not small. I want to say it's about a pound and a half, pound and a quarter.
Boy, so what else do they, is that it? Three big hamburgers, or do they do anything else special with that?
Yeah, just three big patties, you know, the onions, and then the cheese, obviously. It's a really good bar burger and a really cool bar. I would definitely put it up there amongst the best in the state.
All right. Well, we have, I guess, someone else singing the praises of Mickey Lou's. Leslie and Amber?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Joy. I really enjoy your show as well as other NPR shows. I'm a painting contractor, and five generations of my family have painted Mickey Lou's on the outside, me being the third one. And a fact about them is that they grind their own meat in the basement of the establishment each morning. The crew comes in early and grinds their own meat.
Wow.
Very interesting. Yeah, they do it right, that's for sure.
And yeah. Okay, that's all. I enjoy your show. Bye.
I thank you very much. Appreciate it. And good job painting Mickey Lou's.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
Oh, we have... we had someone who just dropped off who was going to talk about Crawls in Green Bay. Are you familiar with Crawls?
Oh, yes. There's two locations. I am more akin to Crawls East, which I believe is the original, not the one not by the stadium. They built, I think, Crawls West is the stadium. And they're actually a little different. Same family, but different styles. Crawls East does the popular Sheboygan style, which is just the... smaller burger a la Mickey Lou's, grilled over charcoal, served on the Sheboygan hard roll with a smear of butter and raw diced onions and pickles.
Yeah, and of course, I know Crawls. I used to live in Green Bay. I just misread the way it was spelled. But Crawls in Green Bay, I think they claim to be the original butter burger, didn't they?
I think they're one of the claims, and they've been around longer than Culver's, so they can definitely at least claim that. From before Culver's.
Yeah, Culver's is another, some people are recommending Culver's. Do you have anything to say about Culver's?
No, I don't have anything bad to say. I think that it's, it's a reflection of the state that, you know, one of the best fast food franchises in the country comes from Wisconsin, and they're known for their burgers. I've had pretty much nothing but good experiences with Culver's. They're a good quick stop off the highway.
We have Dave in La Crosse recommending Top Dog off Highway 108 in Mindoro, Wisconsin. He says they have 108 combinations, I guess, for the hamburger. My goodness.
I have not been there. It's the first new one to me. I will have to mark that one down.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, you do have a number of others on your list, but the middle of the state isn't really covered on the list. Where do you recommend, say, in Stevens Point or Wausau, somewhere smack dab in the middle?
You know, that's actually the less traveled for me, but I've got, I've got basically Madison. Madison's not really the middle, but.
Well, give us one from Madison. We talked about the weary traveler somewhere else.
Yeah, well, Madison, when you talk about, you see all these lists for the best places to eat burgers in America, you know, you see them, and I always laugh at them because they don't really include anywhere from the heartland. The Midwest, you know, it's all East Coast places where you go to the seafood, or, you know, Portland, where I personally would probably rather check out the rest of the culinary scene. But Madison is definitely, in my opinion, probably the best place in America to eat a burger. And so the list is long.
Well, you like the Plaza Burger, don't you?
The Plaza Burger is a classic, yes.
What, and it's got a secret sauce, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a peppery mayo, I would say.
Yeah, and we should talk about Milwaukee, since it is the biggest. Where's the best burger in Milwaukee?
That's a tough one. I've had a very good one at the Still, which is actually a cocktail bar, gastropub, but they made the best one that I've ever had. It was real quality beef. I want to say Black Earth, meats, which unfortunately the news with them, but cooked to perfect medium rare request with Hook's 5-year cheddar. Just a pretty classic bar burger. Kind of fancified, though, like I said.
Kathleen on Facebook says, Charlie's Drive-In in Hortonville, where they put that thingy tray on your car window, and the burgers are great. Just a good old classic drive-in where they actually come out and put the tray on your window, Titus.
Yeah, there's some classic drive-ins in Wisconsin serving some burgers. I definitely, if people are traveling through or around Kenosha, they have a whole drive-in scene. They have 3 different places where you can get a great burger that style. One being the Big Star Drive-In. The other is called The Spot. And the last one is actually escaping me right now.
Well, you know what? You can look it up during the news, and people can stay tuned after the news for the 3rd best burger in Kenosha. And we'll continue to take your nominations for the best burger in Wisconsin after we check the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
There's nothing in the world that can compare with a hamburger, juicy and rare. A hamburger lives for the pleasure it gives. It's a thrill on the bill of fare. Such heavenly food.
That's Wimpy singing the praises of the hamburger. We are singing the praises of hamburgers during this hamburger edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And we will continue to take your recommendations for the best burger in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Friday, August 8th. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Off a busy street in Greenwich Village lay a cluster of restaurants known as Little Wisco. Owned and operated by Wisconsinites, these restaurants celebrate the spirit of the state in New York. Producer Aaron Kloon went to talk with Wisconsin expats Adam Benedetto and Brian Bartels.
I think that the common thread is that the kind of answer that John Lennon would give is in that, like, if you lived in Roman times, you'd live in Rome, right? Like, this is the center of the world, and it's tough not to be here. But all of us came through our own kind of directions. Like, Gabe graduated from the University of Wisconsin, and was like, I want to move to New York, and I want to start a series of restaurants. And so then, once I got here, Gabriel had just opened Joseph Leonard, and he was like, you know, I want to keep my Wisconsinites close to home, and so he offered me a job. Joseph Leonard is actually the 3rd restaurant that Gabriel opened in New York. It wasn't until Joseph Leonard started that the Wisconsin thing really developed, and that's because he hired 3 sisters that all were from northern Wisconsin, the Steger sisters, and he hired Matt Kebikus, who's from Madison, and then I'm from Wausau. So pretty much the whole staff was from Wisconsin. And then I was maitre d'ing, so like 5 to 6 nights a week, I was working the front door, and I have a tattoo of Wisconsin on my forearm. Every night, I'd be shaking hands with people, and they're like, you guys are so nice, where are you from? And I'm like, well, we're from Wisconsin, that's like what we do. And then there's another bar down the street, which we don't own, but it's a Wisconsin bar called Kettle of Fish. The West Village is kind of a unique part of New York in that it's built to a human scale. A lot of the buildings in this area are maybe 5 or 6 stories as opposed to like giant monolith buildings. So the people that live here all feel like they're in part of a neighborhood. Rebranding, you know, the West Village as Little Wisco, I think, is kind of endemic of the idea that other places bring culture to New York City. And so we've brought our culture, and New York City thrives on other people bringing culture to the city itself. Yeah, and all these restaurants have kind of grown out of a bunch of great restaurants in Madison that, like, you know, is a generation older than us. And we work for all those people, and now we're, like, you know, developing ideas that we were imparted with in Wisconsin. So I think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never homesick. I live above the biggest Packer bar in the city. And every time I feel I miss, you know, my cousins and my family and my good friends back home, I walk a couple steps, and it feels like I'm in a basement in Fond du Lac.
The Wisconsin charms kind of come out slowly. We've got the blue book kind of stacked in with some other books over there, like Walt Whitman.
Adam has a Wisconsin tattoo on his under his sleeve. I have a badger claw necklace. I have a Wisconsin wallet. And so it's kind of masked a little bit, you know. We're proud of where we come from, and I think we exhibit it in a genuine way that's not confrontational and hopefully doesn't feel contrived or unnatural in any way. And I think that's an important thing to distinguish.
You know, at the end of the day, you can have food and wine, and you have that at thousands and thousands of restaurants in the city, but it's this sense of community that we build and the sense of kind of interpersonal relationships that make this place thrive. And that we learned in Wisconsin, without question.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a hamburger edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We are asking you, where is your favorite burger in Wisconsin? And what makes a good burger for you? And if you're a fan of veggie burgers, turkey burgers, or other non-beef patties, you can join in too. Where do you go for those? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are celebrating the hamburger today because the Hamburger Festival is taking place in Seymour, Wisconsin this weekend. Seymour, Wisconsin, the birthplace of the hamburger. And we are talking about all the great places where we can go to get a great hamburger with our guest, Titus Rossetti, a Chicago-based food blogger who makes exploring and documenting Wisconsin foods a part of his regular business and vacation travel. He blogs at Shy BBQ King and is the author of 7 Burgers to Seek Out This Summer, which is posted on TravelWisconsin.com and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Titus, have you ever been to Little Wisco in New York?
I haven't, but that sounds phenomenal. I've actually got a lot of friends that live in New York City from Madison.
I'm looking forward to checking that out, too. So just before news, you were singing the praises of some places in Kenosha to get a great burger. You mentioned, but we didn't talk in any great detail, about one that's on your list, your Travel Wisconsin list. Tell us a little bit more about Big Star Drive-In.
Big Star Drive-In, it's pretty much just the classic, you know, Americana. It sits like a block down from the Kenosha Drive-In Theater, so you could get a real nice 1-2 punch. But they do their burgers a little different. They use Cheese Whiz, which is interesting.
Really?
Makes it a little gooey and definitely still palatable, but I'd say it's one of the better discount burgers in the city. I think they're still $3.
A double cheeseburger for under $3. Wow.
Yeah, quite the deal. They also have very good roasted chicken, if anyone likes that.
Yeah. What about Bud Williams in Manitowoc? We haven't been on the East Coast much.
Yeah, Bud Williams is another spot. I think it's very popular with the boaters. They open at 5 a.m., so you can get there. And I think we were there probably around 7 a.m., and most people were eating burgers for breakfast.
Really?
Which tells a lot about how good they are.
Sounds good. We have Dawn in Dairyland with us now. Hi, Dawn.
Hello, Joy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm sorry. What is your first name?
Don.
Don, okay, go ahead.
And, I used to live in the Wausau area, and I've been to Stevens Point. Stevens Point, there's a place called Gruez on Main. It's G-R-U-E-S or F on Main Street. They've got good burgers. Wausau's got a good burger at the Red Eye. That's a microbrew place. But the best burgers are up here in Superior. I don't know if you've been to the Anchor Bar.
I have.
And I think what makes Anchor Bar so fantastic is the atmosphere inside of the bar. They have a lot of old remnant things from the past hanging all over the walls as far as shipping goes up here is a big thing. And it's quite interesting to just gaze at all the stuff it's on the walls as you're eating your hamburger and enjoying a homemade french fry.
Thank you, Don, very much. And for the recommendations in Stevens Point and Wausau as well. Yes, we talked Anchor Bar and Grill in Superior is on your list, Titus.
Oh, yeah. The Golly Buster is one to behold.
Tell us about the Golly Buster.
That's the one I was saying. That's the three patties, slices of cheese, fried onions on all three patties. With the fresh cut fries, it's definitely a fight.
We have Kelly who emails, I think the best place in Wisconsin is in Kenosha. It is called the Spot Drive-In. You mentioned
the Spot, that. Yeah. Yes.
He goes on, or she goes on, it doesn't get nearly as much attention as it deserves. An old-fashioned drive-in with great smashed burgers. So the smashed burger is just what it sounds like?
Yeah, it's just when they take the, it starts off as a ball of beef, and then they put it on the grill, and then they just, like, kind of smash it with, like, a spatula or something, and, you know, it kind of results in crispy edges. One of my favorite styles, personally.
Yeah, so why not just smash it before you put it on the grill?
But the crispy edges, then, you know what I mean? Like, when you put the patty on as is, it just kind of cooks, but when you smash it, you're literally... you know what I mean? You're putting it against, like, real hard against the griddle, so it results in, like, crispy edges.
Mm-hmm. And
ever see a picture of the Spot driving or whatever their types of burgers, you'll definitely notice that they're smashed, not just pre-smashed during cooking, I should say.
Yeah. So you did mention the Spot just before news, and you mentioned Big Star Drive-In in Kenosha just before the news, but you had a third one that didn't come to mind. Did you find that one?
Yeah, that's Andy's Drive-In, and they're actually famous for their pizza burger, which is which is popular around Kenosha with the heavy Italian presence. It's actually an Italian sausage patty with a little marinara and some mozzarella served in burger form on a bun.
Any other places where you've tried something that's a non-beef burger, like like that pizza burger or a turkey burger, or for that matter, a veggie burger? Any other anything come to mind that has a different twist on the burger?
Yeah, well, right off the lake from Kenosha in Sheboygan, there's a couple places serving their brat burgers. Obviously, Sheboygan, brat capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorites is a place called Scholz's Restaurant, and they, like I mentioned earlier, are doing everything, grilling everything over real charcoal, and they get brat patties, which are, you know, just brats in patty form, supplied to them from Meisfeld Meat Market, which is the big brat slinger in Sheboygan. And so you order a double, that's my preference, a double brat burger, and it's two brat patties instead of burger with the usual toppings of a brat, you know, diced onions, mustard, pickles if you want, and then like everywhere else in Sheboygan, they throw a lot of butter on the toasted roll.
Nothing better. We are talking about the best burgers in Wisconsin. Where do you think the best burger in Wisconsin is served? We are talking with Titus Rossetti, who has taste-tested burgers all over Wisconsin. He has written about it for TravelWisconsin.com. There is a piece on 7 burgers to seek out this summer. That's on TravelWisconsin.com, and we posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we are welcoming your nominations, your recommendations. Maybe you're looking for a recommendation from Titus. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldier's Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newberg Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air. Hey.
This is a hamburger edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Just about every week at this time, we talk about a special Wisconsin experience, and I often ask you to tell me where to go for a great Wisconsin experience, travel-wise, cultural-wise, food-wise. Today we are in search of the best burger in Wisconsin because Seymour, Wisconsin is celebrating its claim to be the birthplace of the hamburger with its annual Hamburger Festival this weekend. And we are talking with a guest food writer who is sharing his list of favorites, and we're welcoming yours too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, we have Mark on Facebook who says, Wilson's Meats in Elkhorn, Wisconsin is a butcher shop, but Thursday through Sunday, they run a wood-fired grill. On the grill, you can get the choice cuts of meat, including my favorite, the hamburger. Their burger is fresh from the farm, which is only 8 miles away from the butcher shop. And with the burger comes grilled onions and a special type of bacon and all the fixings you could want. It is served on a Rosen's style bun. I'm not sure I know what that is.
Sounds very good.
Yeah. It is so popular that they opened a restaurant in Lake Geneva called the Backyard Grill.
Wow, I've not heard of that. Thank you.
Yeah, what a good idea. That sounds fascinating. All right. Kelly emails, the best place in Wisconsin is in, oh, we did that one already, in Kenosha. It's called the Spot Drive-In. So
popular.
Yeah, and we have next another Kenosha suggestion, JT in Kenosha. Hi, JT.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you got to go down to Captain Jim's off of the harbor in Kenosha. They've got hamburgers any way you want them, but they've also got a huge selection of gourmet hamburgers. But the best part of the restaurant is it's half of it's outside and the other half is all open air. So, I mean, you literally get the downtown feel of Kenosha with a great hamburger.
Now, I think I've been there. It's Captain Mike's, isn't it?
Oh, Captain Mike's. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Captain
yeah.
Mike.
And it is a wonderful spot, and not to mention on top of the burgers, a wonderful selection of beer, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really nice spot to enjoy a burger and the lake breeze.
Thank you very much, JT. Let's go to Leonardo in Genesee Depot. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, there's a... Very good. There's a relatively new eatery here in Genesee Depot called Sideliners. It's kind of a sports bar, pub and grill. And they've truly got one of the best burgers that I've ever had.
Yeah, why is it so good?
You know, it's just a classic handmade Black Angus, never frozen, half-pound burger with great sidings, you know, everything from mushrooms to, you know, classic fried onions, and, you know, good, high-quality Wisconsin cheeses. And then their choices have one of my favorites, which are deep-fried tater tots. it's just a wonderful meal.
You said that was Sideliners?
Sideliners, right on Highway 83 and
59. Okay, throw it on the list.
Genesee Depot.
All right, thanks very much, thanks, Leonardo. Very much. So will you be making other trips back to Wisconsin to check out more places?
I'm always on the prowl. I should mention to listeners that I post all these on my site, but they're kind of scattered about, and, you know, some I haven't posted about yet because there's only so many days. But I also post over on a Chicago-based culinary chat site. It's called lthforum.com. And if you go there and just go to the Beyond Chicagoland section, which is the section dedicated to all the food not in Chicagoland, if you just search burgers in Wisconsin, that's where I've basically been documenting every stop I've ever made since, I think, around 2010 is when I started it. So there's about 87 places on there, pictures and everything.
Very cool. All right.
People want to check that out.
And you make it back to Wisconsin fairly regularly.
Yeah, sometimes I do consulting business there, but I also just like to get to Madison in the summertime and places like Kenosha, Lake Geneva, Milwaukee, they can be a quick day trip from Chicago. Sometimes you just want to, you know, get out the city and take a little cruise. And when I do, that's usually the way I head.
Well, so did you have the Dottie's Burger when you were going to school at UW-Madison? That's always been claimed to be one of the best in town.
Oh, yeah. Love the Dottie Dumplings, the birthday burger. Or sorry, the Dottie Dumplings is the other one. Nitty Gritty is the birthday
yes.
burger.
Yeah, that's right. I just had a birthday beer over there the other day.
Yeah, free beer and a burger. Can't beat that. That was a
favorite of college students.
Michael on Facebook says, most great burgers have one of two things in common. They are cooked on the small griddle, sometimes a grill, in the corner behind the bar. They have a pat of butter on it. When traveling around Wisconsin, I frequent taverns and small family-owned places for meals. When I see the griddle behind the bar, I take a chance, and more often than not, I am rewarded with a good burger. Sometimes they're really great. So do you agree with that?
Yeah. Specifically in Madison, you'll find that all these little taverns, the bartender is doing a double time. He's pouring beers and grilling burgers right there in the back, and these are found throughout the state. One of the better ones in Madison is Tony Frank's Tavern.
Sure.
Where they serve the German burger, which is it comes with like grilled sauerkraut on a local on a rye sourced bun. One of my favorites for a tavern style, for that style, as we said, where the bartender's doing double duty.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for ordering burgers in restaurants to get, to get them the best possible way?
No, not specifically. My only advice is to just look, before you go. And I do like to check out reviews and stuff. I don't necessarily trust them. But, you know, if I'm by a spot and let's say there's a Yelp review with burger mentioned, 10 times or 20 times or whatever, then that's a clue to probably check it out. But I will admit, a lot of these best burgers, you kind of just got to go in. They're not on Yelp.
Well, in case some of our listeners end up in Chicago, where would you recommend we get a burger there?
Oh, many good ones. Not quite as many as Madison, but one of my favorites is Edzo's Burgers. There's a location in Lincoln Park, which is in the heart of the city. And they also have a spot in Evanston, which is where Northwestern is, in case anyone is going to watch the Badgers play anything up there. Another one of my favorites is Top Notch Beef Burger. It's on the city's south side. It's around the area where my mom's from, so I kind of grew up on those. And let me see. I also love the burgers. Well, those are my two favorite.
All right. Well, I guess we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Titus, for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Titus Rossetti, Chicago-based food blogger who makes exploring and documenting Wisconsin foods a part of his regular business and vacation travel. You will see his piece on the 7 burgers to check out in Wisconsin posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And thanks for all of your recommendations, too. Sounds like we've got some great spots for burgers here in Wisconsin. Celebrating the hamburger today because Seymour, Wisconsin is having its annual Hamburger Festival. Seymour claims to be the birthplace, the home of the first hamburger, though we know that is in contention. There is a place in Connecticut, I believe, that also claims that honor. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Justin Williams for producing the program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.